Well, this is Rich Wilson aboard Great American Horror. It's Sunday, November 20th. Our position is 7 degrees, 6 minutes south, and 29 degrees, 45 minutes west off the coast of northeast Brazil, off Recife. There is a big port, and heading just about due south, tagging on to the tail of a group of about 6 or 7 boats. We're at the back of that group. That's okay. Sailing along now is the Solent, which is our standard jib and the whole mainsail. We're about 11 or 12 knots of wind, heading upwind, and had an interesting day in that we had an encounter with the Brazilian Navy early on when going very fast out of the general up, making about 14 knots, and suddenly on the VHF, there's a call to the sailing vessel at our position, and they had seen this vessel up ahead of us, had an AIS contact but in a different direction, so wasn't quite sure what it was, but it looked like a military vessel, perhaps, turned out to be, and they were interested in the name of the vessel, where we'd come from, where we were going to, and so how many had crew aboard and so forth. And so we were about 310 miles off the coast. Not sure where that is jurisdictionally, but anyway, they were perfectly friendly and turned their ship in a massive rapid U-turn to come and tag along with us for a little bit of time at a respectful distance. I went through some sail maneuvers at that point, and so that was good that they were off a little bit. But anyway, that was good. Had the prayer flags up last night from Scott Hamilton, took those down today so that they'll be in fine shape for recrossing the equator in a few months hence, heading north. And we got the Star Book out last night, the H.A. Ray Star Book, highly recommended. H.A. Ray was the creator of Curious George, interestingly, and has written a number of years ago. Now it's in multiple editions of what I consider to be the best star book there is, because it tells about the constellations and mythology and connects all the dots, as they say. And it's really interesting, and so every boat we have the Star Book by H.A. Ray on board as the standard celestial text. And particularly nice to be here in the Southern Hemisphere and be able to look up the stars that are down here that we can't see from where we are up in the Northern Hemisphere. We're located in near Boston. So anyway, that's nice to have. Gone through a number of sail changes today and ballast tanks in and out as well, and made a few small repairs. Our hydro generator is doing great. Battery bank is up to 85% right now, and slowly putting in a additional charge as we go along, and that's really nice to have that sorted out as well. So that's it from Great American 4 at sea today. We'll check in with you again tomorrow. Great American 4 off and clear.